Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This is the part of the show where we read a listener email that has come in to Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix. And then we throw open the phone lines and you guys get to sound off about the emails. Would love to talk to some of our delightful listeners today. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you want to sound off about Casey's dilemma, Casey says, "Hey guys, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 3 years and we've talked about marriage. We're on the same page. Everything is great. I've always pictured a pretty traditional engagement down to the knee, the pretty ring, the basics."
Okay.
Oh, how magical.
Yeah. Bleh. A lot of girls do that, though.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I dreamed of it.
See?
Yeah. A lot of girls and Jer-Bear.
A lot of people do that.
She says, "Last week, one of our mutual friends had a couple of drinks with me and accidentally spilled that my boyfriend is planning to propose soon, but he's not getting me a ring, but instead he's planning some big fancy engagement trip instead. Like, fly me somewhere beautiful, whole experience, big moment, no ring. Apparently, he thinks rings are outdated and a waste of money, and he'd rather spend that money on a memory together." She goes, "I know engagement rings are expensive, but I also can't shake the feeling that I might be a little bit disappointed." And then she wrote, "You guys," that's a quote, "you guys, I feel stuck. On one hand, I love him and I don't want to ruin what he's planning. The fact that he wants to propose at all is amazing, and I don't want to seem ungrateful. But on the other hand, I want something on my hand to show off. That's what the ladies do, right, Katie?"
Yeah.
So she says, "What do I do, guys? Do I say something now, risk ruining the surprise, maybe ruin and hurt his feelings by telling him I actually want a ring instead of a trip? Or do I keep quiet, go on the trip, accept that this is his way of showing love, even if it's not exactly what I had imagined?" She ends by saying, "Will this work for your show, Wants to Know?" What do you guys think? Do I speak up or stay quiet? Love the show. And that's from Casey.
Oh, Casey.
Oh, Casey wants a ring.
Yeah.
So what do our listeners think? Phone lines are wide open if you guys want to call in. We love talking to you. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. The engagement trip versus the engagement ring. Is it a good idea? Should Casey speak up and say, "This is not what I want. I want the ring instead"? Now, from what I understand, I was actually just reading something about this a couple weeks ago. This is like a big thing amongst the Zers.
Yeah.
Is skipping the ring.
Yeah, and just making it about experiences versus like physical, tangible things. And it's like the whole younger generations have kind of have that thought process now, right? And it's funny because I've always kind of thought that way, that a ring is really just a symbol. I mean, it does represent your love. I understand why people want it to be beautiful and something that they love because they're going to stare at it all the time. But when it comes to what other people think about it, I don't think that that matters after a certain point. You know what I mean? So if you're doing it just to like keep up with the Joneses type of thing,
right,
that's where I think it gets off track a little bit. Look for what's good for you. But yeah, with Gen Zers, they're not just looking for the, you know, trips and stuff instead of the rings. If they are getting the rings, they're a lot cheaper. Like they're looking for the lab grown over natural, non-traditional choices. So not even just diamonds. So yeah, it's a whole new thing for the Gen Z crowd.
Well, this is definitely new to me. So if our listeners want to sound off about it, we would love to talk to you. I see the lines ringing already. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Should Casey speak up to her boyfriend and let him know that she kind of knows what's going on and she would rather have a ring, an engagement ring, instead of an engagement trip? Let's talk to Brittany, Yvonne, and Domlin. Here is Britt. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So what should Casey do?
I think she should go on the trip and enjoy it and then buy the ring she wants for herself.
Oh.
Well, like there that. Is that. Yeah, if you want the ring, just get it yourself. That's not very romantic, though.
Well, the trip is.
Oh.
No, buying your big ring. What's that?
I got to pick out my own ring, and fortunately, my fiancé did buy it, but it was awesome to pick out exactly what I wanted and not have any hesitations about wearing something that I have a different opinion about the design or the stone or anything like that.
So she kind of gets the best of both worlds here. She gets a really nice trip. He gets to propose. She gets a fiance, and then she comes back and has to fork out $10,000 and get herself a ring.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I mean, yeah, but then she gets to wear this jewelry and tell everyone she's engaged and the amazing proposal story.
Yeah. Well, and Brittany, is that super important? Like having, you know, been engaged now and you're getting ready to get married, that ring in the story that's attached to it, is that important for you to be able to tell that?
I think the story is important because that's what you hold on to. I think the ring is whatever you make it. So if you have, I mean, a $4,000 ring, a $1,000 ring, a $20 ring, that's kind of what you make of it. But that story is what would be important to me.
Okay. I like that.
It was a romantic trip.
Yeah.
He spilled his guts and how much he loves me. And then, yeah. I think it's just the only thing I don't like is like when your girlfriends are like, show me the ring that he got you.
Yeah,
and you're
no.
like, well, actually, I had to go buy it myself.
Well, no, but she picked it out. She didn't buy it. She just got to
pick
it out.
Well, Brittany was saying that she should go buy it herself.
But. Well, if she doesn't like the one that he picked, yeah, go get it yourself, queen.
Get you some ring, queen. All right, Brittany, I put you down to just
get
go on
it.
The trip. And we got Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
Hello. So what do you think old Casey should do about this engagement trip instead of the ring?
I think she could actually do both.
Oh, another both.
Another both. Okay, how's that going to work in your eyes?
So go on the trip and have a good time. And when he proposes, be very gracious, very happy. But when you guys go on a little excursion, drop into a jewelry store of a local place and just say, you know, I would like something just, even if it's a little ring, just something to remember this moment by and to show everybody that I'm taken by you.
Okay.
That's
I like
that. Sneaky, and I kind of like it. You know, as long as we're just farting around town here, we should just stop into a jewelry store.
No, I love that. And the, Yvonne, you're funny. It's funny because it kind of hits on the head of what we're saying about the Gen Z crowd, too, is they're not looking for the traditional, like, $10,000 diamond solitaire. They are, you know, looking at the smaller rings that you'd find at a local shop. So I did that one.
And then you have the story to go with it, and you have a memory always on your finger of everything that you guys did on that trip.
This
everything
is the best
need.
Call. This is
I,
such a
really
good idea.
Good job, Yvonne.
I like it.
Yeah, I All like
right.
that.
I got you
Yay!
Down for go on the trip, but then be sneaky. Thank you for calling. You have a
job,
great
Yvonne.
Day. Hi, Domlin.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
Well, I'm super dupes, buddy. Let's get a dude's point of view. What should Casey do here?
You got to do the ring. I mean, the trip's nice. You're going to have a trip probably when you after the wedding, you're going to have, you know, the trip as well then. But I mean, with the ring, it's going to be forever as well. I mean, it's, you know, and then you don't have that awkward thing of, oh, let me see your ring. And, you know, the whole engagement part of it as well. And then, you know, what are you going to do to not stand up at the altar and put a ring on her? You know, it's,
I was thinking about that too, because you get two rings.
You do the engagement.
You get two rings. You get the engagement,
the
and then you get the wedding. So
yeah.
Maybe he's just gonna he's gonna lump it into one. Maybe.
Yeah, I personally think it's you know, there's a lot of Pinterest stuff. You can find what they want. If you're already talking about it, I'm sure she's gonna like send you pictures and things and. You know, and get the right one that she would want anyways. But I don't know. I kind of feel it's more like the ring is for her where the trip is for both of you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and even like Domlin, when it comes to buying a ring, I mean, old school thinking is like months of wages should go into the cost
right.
of it because that
Three
shows
months or whatever
how
that
important
thing is.
That person is to you. I mean, that really is like a sign to the woman that, oh my gosh, he did it, you know?
He's
he
wooing
did
me. He loves
exactly.
me.
He
He's courting me.
Me.
He the whole gamut of emotions.
He loves me this much,
this
you know?
Much.
That's how you kind of gauge it. So I think when you take that away, there is some of that romanticizing that gets taken away
and I'm
with
so
it.
Traditional like this is so uncomfortable for me like because it's just so non-traditional you know
it is non-traditional
and Domlin I feel like this guy is so non-traditional even when they're up there you know in front of everybody exchanging rings. He's not even going to have a ring then.
Oh.
Which, that's kind of the point I'm getting at.
He's going to give her a wedding puppy is what he's going to do.
But, I mean, we could have a wedding puppy, too.
Do you take Casey? Yes, here's a puppy. Oh, my God, a wedding puppy. Thank you.
I love puppies.
Oh, this guy.